Jim Herring, the Level 5 leader who initiated the transformation of Kroger, told us that he avoided any attempts at hoopla and motivation. Instead, he and his team began turning the flywheel, creating tangible evidence that their plans made sense. "We presented what we were doing in such a way that people saw our accomplishments," said Herring. "We tried to bring our plans to successful conclusion step by step, so that the mass of people would gain confidence from the successes, not just the words." Herring understood that the way to get people lined up behind a bold new vision is to turn the flywheel consistent with that vision, from 2 turns to 4, then 4 to 8, then 8 to 16, and then to say, "See what we're doing and how well it is working? Extrapolate from that, and that's where we're going." The good to great companies tended not to publicly proclaim big goals at the outset. Rather, they began to spin the flywheel, understanding to action, step after step, turn after turn. After the flywheel built up momentum, they'd look up and say, "Hey, if we just keep pushing on this thing, there's no reason we can't accomplish X." For example, Nucor began turning the flywheel in 1965, at first just trying to avoid bankruptcy, then later building its first steel mills because it could not find a reliable supplier. Nucor people discovered that they had a knack for making steel better and cheaper than anyone else, so they built 2 and then 3 additional mini-mills. They gained customers, then more customers, then more customers. Whoosh! The flywheel built momentum, turn by turn, month by month, year by year. Then, around 1975, it dawned on the Nucor people that if they just kept pushing on the flywheel, they could become the #1 most profitable steel company in America, explained Marvin Pullman. "I remember talking with Ken Iverson in 1975, and he said, 'Marv, I think we can become the #1 steel company in the U.S. 1975. And I said to him, "Now, Ken, when are you going to be #1? "I don't know," he said, "but if we just keep doing what we're doing, there's no reason why we can't become #1. It took over 2 decades, but Nucor kept pushing the flywheel, eventually generating greater profits than any other steel company on the Fortune 1000 list. When you let the flywheel do the talking, you don't need to fervently communicate your goals. People can just extrapolate from the momentum of the flywheel for themselves. "Hey, if we just keep doing this, look at where we can go." As people decide among themselves to turn the fact of potential into the fact of results, the goal almost sets itself. Stop and think about it for a minute. What do the right people want more than almost anything else? They want to be part of a winning team. They want to contribute to producing visible, tangible results. They want to feel the excitement of being involved in something that just flat out works. When the right people see a simple plan born of confronting the brutal facts, a plan developed from understanding, not bravado, they are likely to say, "That'll work. Count me in." When they see the monolithic unity of the executive team behind the simple plan and the selfless, dedicated qualities of Level 5 leadership, they'll drop their cynicism. When people begin to feel the magic of momentum, when they begin to see tangible results, when they can feel the flywheel beginning to build speed, that's when the bulk of people line up to throw their shoulders against the wheel and push.